Mother's Day is this Sunday, and if you want to treat the mom in your life with a special meal, Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz has some suggestions, and she joins us now. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Tanya.
Okay, before we get to these recipes, you have two daughters. What has Mother's Day been like for you, and what was it like growing up?
Well, when they were young, it was fabulous. They would work in the kitchen making breakfast for me with the supervision of their father, but it was this fabulous ritual. They picked some little weeds and flowers from outside, and they would make me scrambled eggs and toast, and then they would present it to me on a tray and sing Happy Mother's Day to the tune of Happy Birthday. And I have the fondest memories of that. And they are now adult women living on the other side of the country who are just these beautiful women. And unfortunately, I lost my mother when I was just a young mother. So it's always a day to remember and to celebrate, and also sometimes a little to grieve, but on to celebrating.
Absolutely. And we do want to acknowledge so many people lost their moms this past year because of the pandemic. So it is a day of grieving. But for those special mothers in your life, we do have some ways that we celebrate. And one way is through food. Not every mom is a primary cook in their household, but often they are. And Mother's Day, of course, is a great time to give them a break. So you brought some recipes for families to treat the moms in their lives. Tell us about one of them.
Definitely. Well, the first one is a spring asparagus, herb, and feta frittata. And a frittata is a baked egg dish. What I love about this is that it's sophisticated, but even the youngest children can help whisk the eggs, add the herbs, crumble up the feta cheese. It all gets put together in a skillet, popped into the oven, and it's just a beautiful dish. And honestly, it could be served for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It's colorful and bright, and it's just a lovely, simple dish. And bringing kids into the kitchen is part of this, too. Even the youngest kids can help sprinkle something on or use a whisk. Mm-hmm. And it's a great time for them to say thank you to moms.
The key is that it looks nice. You're right. I mean, I could see a frittata actually looking beautiful. Like, this is a gift to you, Mom. You also have a salad recipe that you want to share.
I do. And talk about fresh and bright. This salad is kind of a riot of textures and colors and flavors. It uses green beans, orange sections, cucumbers, fresh crunchy fennel, and lettuce with an orange vinaigrette. And this could be a main course or a side dish. It's just beautiful. And again, the sort of artistic fun that children could have placing the different ingredients in a salad bowl and serving their mom something that's incredibly healthy and seasonal and fresh. It's never too early to learn those lessons. What do you do, Tanya? How do you celebrate Mother's Day?
You know, it's the same as with you. Like, my kids would make me a breakfast in the morning. We'd go out. We love to be outdoors, those types of things. It's the gesture more than anything. And, you know, they love to partake in the food. So you've actually got this special dessert, too. That's for everyone in the house, right?
It's certainly for everyone. Again, really bright flavors. This is a lemon tart, and the pastry is not complicated at all. It's three ingredients, and the fun of it is that you just press it into a tart pan. You don't have to roll it out. You don't have to worry about overworking it. And the filling is just lemon zest, eggs, lemon juice, and it's super bright. And then the kids can sprinkle confectioner's sugar on top or put sliced spring strawberries on top. And again, a dish that looks so sophisticated, but is quite, quite simple to put together.
What you're asking, though, folks to do is to think outside of the box of the breakfast dish, as, you know, bringing your mom pancakes and a little eggs. It's like, think about the entire day. You're going to be eating all day. What can you do that gives like a little special pop of thank you, Mom?
Exactly. And I can remember lying in bed, hearing my kids squabbling as they made the breakfast, but I would tear up because I was so touched that they were doing this for me. And as you said, it's the gesture. If the food's colorful and bright and healthy, it's a bonus.
Well, we've been talking Mother's Day recipes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz, and we will have all of Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. And Kathy, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Tanya, and to you and to all the moms.
Okay, so now I have to figure out, I'll just send my husband the recipes you just gave us, right? That's the way to do it.
Exactly.